Blog Talk Radio.
Man, what's happening there, good people? Welcome to The Offering, your weekly show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. I am your host, Beach Bum Gun, live on the microphone on this beautiful Friday night. Sorry that we are a day late. You know, I usually like to broadcast to y'all on Thursdays before the weekend gets started because I know y'all out partying. I know y'all out there getting your drink on, ready to get to the weekend, but I had to come back and talk to y'all, man. I've been gone for a minute. Had to go to Philly for the Super Bowl parade, but we'll get into all that in a minute. Got a lot of observations about the weekend, got a lot of things to talk about. But of course, if you want to call in, rap, see what's good, feel free to call in 929-477-3975. Again, that number is 929-477-3975. You can also follow us on social media. Shout out to Billionaire Brown. Make sure you look up to his podcast, richbefore30.com. Shout out to Brother Henry and his website. I had it written down, but I don't know where it's at now, but I'll get back to y'all. Losing, got too many papers, got too much stuff to talk about. So we can start a million different places tonight, man. But of course, as I talked to y'all in the beginning, I got to shout out Philly. What up? Super Bowl champs, man. Little biased, been an Eagle fan all my life. From South Jersey, born and raised. So this was a huge moment for me. You know, it's funny how you grow up with a team, you grow up rooting for a team that doesn't, that's always involved in good sports but doesn't ever win the ultimate prize. When it finally happens, it feels like it's a relief. But I tell you, the most genuine thing I felt was being able to share it with, you know, with family, people who've watched and grown up, watched this team with you as well and experienced those frustrations. And I'm not as emotional as a lot of people. I mean, there's people out there crying and all that good stuff. I ain't giving nobody no tears. I ain't making no money off the Eagles. But it was happy. You know, my wife is a converted Eagles fan. And that was part of the deal when we got married. You know, I give up the cheeks, you take up the beats. It's the phrase in the house. It's got to be an Eagle fan. If I can't mess with another woman, got to throw in them birds, you know. Doesn't matter where your loyalties were before. Got a four-year-old son, loves the Eagles. And it's funny how he will probably grow up different than me, is that as he is a fan of the Eagles, they'll probably be a winning franchise to him. Like, oh, we probably got, I'm just throwing this number out here, oh, we got 10 Super Bowls. We're the greatest franchise of all time. Where, you know, we've been winning Super Bowls since I was four. Whereas I, you know, been a fan all my life. If I can remember watching football, I got my first Super Bowl 40 years in. It's amazing how different the world is. But I'm glad to have y'all join with me. I hope you got a cocktail like I got a cocktail. Shout out to Jack Daniels. You probably don't want to be affiliated with this podcast, but you will be whether you like it or not. Because I love you, Jack Daniels. Pause. But, so, let me get into my observations of the Super Bowl parade. So, of course, the Eagles win Sunday at the Super Bowl. Everybody's complaining about the Justin Timberlake performance. I didn't think it was that bad, truthfully.
I mean, Justin Timberlake did a good job to me, but I couldn't really get into the commercials. I couldn't really get into the halftime show because I was so concerned about the game. So the Eagles went and had way too much to drink, partying. There's videos of me running around, spitting champagne on people. My apologies, but I had my flu shot, which I want to get into y'all and y'all flu shots because y'all out here ready to die because of the flu. And y'all could have prevented this shit, but you're ignorant. But we won't get into that. So I'm running around drinking, spitting up champagne, running down the street, having a good time, and then the time comes for the parade, you know. And being that I live 5 hours from Philadelphia, I had to make arrangements. So me and the wife figured out, shoot up to Jersey, you know what I mean, shoot up to the Philadelphia area for the parade. Freezing, so I'm taking my four-year-old out there. Big mistake. You know, I told you I wanted to talk this week about how kids ruin your fucking life. And I love my kid. He's four. He can fuck shit up. But he's got a great disposition to him, but he'll fuck his shit up. Just ask the teacher that he just pissed on a book and ruined her book today. Yeah, that's my son. Pissed on a book. So now I have to spend $40 for a whole set to replace a damn book. Starts with the letter B when he's four. These kids should already know what the letter B is. Why I gotta replace a book? I probably don't have to, but you know, you gotta pose some type of a decorum when you're in these certain schools. But I feel like if she cares so much about that damn book, she shouldn't have given it to a four-year-old and not wash them. Anyway, that's on another tangent. We'll talk about kids ruining your life. So I take my kid out to the parade, 30-degree weather. Got the hookup. Mom's got the hookup. Mom's a snitch, works for the government, works right downtown. So, boom, we was in the city, parked in the snitch joint. Great, great parking spot. I mean, Mom's really looked out because they were shutting down trains. They basically was telling you, if you ain't buy a ticket the day before, you wasn't getting to Philly. So we get out over there, walk the kid to the parade, right there on Broad Street, in the midst of the thick of things. Got the wife, kid, baby sister, mom, dudes. So we're in the thick of things. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so first mistake that I realized. Let me tell you how my mind works. I try to always think 10 steps ahead of things. I think it's been a good attribute of mine in the things I've gotten myself into as a kid and not meeting the same fate as some of my peers who are doing the same things. Because I do enjoy thinking about entire situations. But let me tell you where I fucked up at and where I was really, really worried. And I don't think my wife or my mother knew how worried I was. And I was actually pretty shook, and I really could have gotten myself in serious trouble this weekend. So, again, my mom works in the federal building. So we're going out to a parade in Philly. My thought is I'm taking my wife, my son, my little sister, my mother. As the only man out there in a mob of people, I need to make sure I have my protection so that I can get my wife, my family out of there in case something goes wrong. Now, my concern isn't me. My concern is this, and not that I thought something might happen, but when you got all the women, the immediate loving women in your family with you, I need to make sure if something jumps off, I can get them into a direction where they can get out. So, of course, I have a gun on me and I have a knife on me. But it's 30-degree weather. I've snuck bottles of Jack Daniels in the Giants football stadium because my coat's so thick and so big. But what I didn't realize is parking in a federal building, taking an illegal gun in there, like I'm probably going to jail for a long time. So, but I'm not thinking that this is the one mistake that I didn't think through. So we park in the garage, and now I'm adding layers because, of course, we're going to be outside. So I'm adding layers. I'm making sure my gun's in a good spot. I didn't even catch it then. I didn't even think it then. It wasn't until we came up the elevator and I stepped off and I see two dudes with guns, badges, and a metal detector. And I say to myself, oh, you done fucked up now. And I can't let my wife know at that moment because my wife, she's such a wonderful woman. But if I told her that, she's immediately snapping on me. Like, she's not, okay, how are we going to get out of this? She's immediately with the, you dumb idiot. What were you thinking? Why would you do this? How could you be so stupid? You're going to go to jail forever. I got to raise this kid on my own. And she's told me when we first started dating, I ain't no ride or die chick. You get locked up, you staying in there. So I already know that she's going to be with someone else while I'm locked away for 15 years. And there's nothing I can do about it at this point. Now, my mom, she's oblivious. You know, she's in her second childhood. She's single, ready to mingle. So she starts flirting with the security guys, talking her stuff, because, of course, they know her. She works there. So I'm thinking to myself, man, we're going to have to walk through these little bars, and I don't know if they're going to realize that something's wrong with me. So, but, of course, in Philly for the parade, no one's at work. You know, they're like those skeleton crews, so that's why we were able to sneak in there. So they say, you know, what you doing here? My mom says, oh, brought the family. Can they come through? He said, as long as they was with you today, then you're good. Oh, we're just going to the parade. Oh, have fun. So I'm still dreading walking through their little spot because I don't know what could go off. Or because I don't know if they have like little body scanning like the joints in the airport where they could just see the picture of me with a gun. And then now I'm going to jail. So I'm like, all right, how am I going to do this? So they, of course, what do all people do when you have a kid around you? They start talking to the kid. So as soon as they start talking to my son, oh, you like the Eagles? All that dumb shit that creepy people do to someone else's kids when the flu's going around that most parents hate with the whole don't touch my kid, you don't know my kid. Yeah, as soon as he started doing that, I slid right through them two poles. Didn't hear a beep, so I'm not sure if anything was on or if they noticed or what, but I made sure I got on the other side of the barrier. So I said, whew, made this one. They're still talking to the kid smiling. I'm like, okay, made it through this one. And then at that moment, I said, shit, we got to come back in eventually. But I'm not leaving my gun on Philadelphia. In the streets, are you crazy? I'm not going to throw that thing away. You know how many cops was out there? So, all right, so fast forward, we get through there. We go to the parade. Now, this was the first time in my life that I realized things were out of control. Like, life was out of control. Think of the Hunger Games with black people, beards, and weed. With some white people sprinkled in there, I'm not going to act like it was a diverse crowd, but it was a lot of black people, it was a lot of beards, there was a lot of white people. Well, it was. I'd say it was about 50-50. Well, not 50-50. Where we were at, it was more black people. It was a good number of white people, but the demographic that was dominant was probably like 21 to like 29-year-olds. And they, I don't remember being like this. But I'm pretty sure I was. But they did not give a fuck about anything. And it was the first moment I got my son on my shoulders. I got my wife next to me, my mom next to me, my sister next to me, and I'm looking around and I thought to myself, there's no way I can protect them. I can't even protect myself. Because if shit goes bad out here, there's nothing you can do about it. So we were out there, and we got a nice little spot right up front. Kids start standing on the dump trucks. Now, mind you, like, you kind of expect that. They had dump trucks to block the street so that the parade didn't go by. The funniest thing to me was there was a guy, like, it was like a worker actually, like, sitting in the dump truck. And then people just start jumping on it, start stomping on it. People start throwing beer cans at the people on the dump trucks, which I never got. And then every now and then, the dump truck dude would honk his horn, like if somebody starts banging on his glass or something. And then like people would just look at him like, what are you going to do? And you know what he thought? He thought the same thing as all of us. Absolutely nothing. Because you win. The mob wins. There was people hanging off streetlights, but I was just amazed because you did see a cop presence out there. But the cops knew it. The cops stayed about a block away from all that foolishness. If you was going to die, they wasn't going to pick you up until everybody left. There's no point in getting involved in that. You're not going to win. There was people rolling up blunts at the bus stop. Like, just out. Just, you want some? You got it. Herpes for everybody. I wasn't sharing nobody's blunt. I don't do that type of stuff. But it was pretty amazing to see and to realize this was the moment where everything lost control. Not as far as the parade lost control, people out of control, because everybody was out there nice, people were having a good time, cheering, yelling, a lot of trash everywhere. But, you know, that's expected. You know, we were playing trash can Jenga, you know, to see who can put the most stuff on the trash can before it fell over. But when you're trying to observe to see about how, you know, how can you protect your family, how can you get them in and out, and you realize there's nothing you can do. There's too many people. Everyone's out of control. Because even at one point, I mean, we're out there for 3 hours. My wife is holding my son, trying to keep him warm as we wait for the float underneath the little bus station bench. Kids start jumping on there. You start hearing a crack. You don't know if it's ice or the thing's breaking. So she's holding my kid in there. I'm looking up at the kid like, yo, what's up? I got a kid out there. I got a kid under here, yo. And he looked at me, looked at my wife and my kid, looked at the other five people standing on the bus stop, and said, yeah, they should probably move. I said, you're probably right. Just thought in my head, yeah, probably right. Come on, baby, get up. Get up, get out the kids' way. Let them have it. They win. But all in all, everybody was cool. We all had a good time. Got kind of cold, so we rolled out. But, man, it was crazy to see. As a fan of the Eagles, it was just great to see so many people out there that love the team. And to hear those speeches with Kelce, he said Lane Johnson can't lay off the juice. That's just hilarious. Because you're basically telling everybody that he's on steroids. And he's addicted to it. And he got a better doctor because he obviously didn't get caught this year. Because I'm pretty sure if your teammate is yelling drunk in the Green Goblin costume that you can't lay off the juice, he's probably telling the truth. They all what do they say? The phrase "drunk mind speaks a sober heart," which I don't believe at all. I had that conversation with my uncle this weekend. He thinks when you're drunk, you tell the truth. I said, man, you know, women I told I love them too when I was drunk. And if you listen out there, women, please don't be offended. I was drunk. But you know, sometimes you just love people when you're drunk, and you wake up and you think, I made a grave mistake. But, you know, I thought it was overall a very good event. I think they tried to schedule originally for Wednesday, but the weather wasn't going to hold up, and I was kind of mad because we had to drive back on Thursday night. But I'm glad they did change it because the weather is pretty bad all of a sudden. So that's my Eagles wrap-up. I'm not going to inundate you with all types of Eagles stuff. Because I know a lot of you out there are haters of the champs. Because you're going to have to come at the throne, baby. You're number one out there. So, again, for all you lovely listeners out there, if you want to call in, if you were at the parade, or if you want to talk about anything else sports, phone number call 929-477-3975. Again, that is 929-477-3975. You can catch the playback on Billionaire Browns podcast. Let me know what you think. Different other things talking about that I want to speak about tonight. You got the Olympics starting up. And I'm always confused about the Winter Olympics. Because they're like the little stepbrother of the Summer Olympics. Like, honestly, no one gives a shit about the Winter Olympics. It's a waste of money. They got fireworks going. North Korea and South Korea is getting along. You mean to tell me they've been fighting all this long and all it takes is one Winter Olympics in South Korea and now everybody cool? Part of me enjoys mayhem. So I'm kind of watching in hopes that Kim Jong-un walks down and just says, South Korea, you're mine now, and wondering what happens with that. Because I feel like he could take over South Korea right now and just everybody will kind of just let him go because they think he has nuclear weapons. Which I'm still confused on. The whole nuclear weapon thing in North Korea confused me. Because if he's that bad of a person, he sure is walking around South Korea without a problem. But I do enjoy watching different sports of the Winter Olympics. They're just not important. I don't understand figure skating, just like I don't understand the Grammys. And I want to talk about the Grammys. Never got a chance to talk about that. I don't understand how people can judge subjective things objectively. Now, this could be a form of ignorance to me because I just don't understand what I'm watching. I'm sorry right now, watching. I don't want to be racist, but hey, I'll just say Asian people. Could be South Korea, could be North Korea, could be Japan, could be China. Not sure, but they're all breakdancing in Wu-Tang. I think it's Wu-Tang, and I'll have to sign up. But that's pretty cool, you know. When do Asians get so good at breakdancing? Is it because they're nimble? Is it because they're tiny? Like, are all Asians the best gymnasts because they're nimble and tiny? Like, I mean, as a proud black man, I'm proud of the accomplishments that black people have made in these lives and in this world. I wish we could have monetized them more to just better our community. But, man, yo, didn't we start breakdancing? And the what did you call them? The Jabberwockies, man. They ran with it, B. They took breakdancing to a whole new level, man. Asians got it, man. They took Wu-Tang and they took breakdancing. They won. They King John Unda show. But they're very entertaining, very nimble, very tiny. But you know, I want to get into stereotypes one day. But how do you never see, like, because you can see fat black people breakdancing. You never see fat Chinese people breakdancing. They're all just considered sumo wrestlers. And why aren't there any black sumo wrestlers? We got Asian basketball players. We got Asian football players. Patrick Chung. I mean, with a name like Chung, he's something Asian, right? That could be my ignorance, too, but I believe he is Asian. Are there not any black samurais? I mean, not samurais. Black sumo wrestlers. Oh, sumo rep. DJ C Stars back there telling me that sumo wrestlers are Japanese. But I mean, come on now, it's 2018. Haven't we crossed all those color boundaries? It's like, well, I can't be a sumo wrestler because I wasn't born in Japan. I mean, Bruce Lee could teach karate in San Francisco. Why can't I be a samurai wrestling in Japan? Just because I'm black? Sumo wrestler. Was it samurai wrestler? If Tom Cruise could be a samurai, I could be a sumo wrestler. I already got the belly for it. All I need is a cummerbund. I got a do-rag. I mean, they wear a bandana, same thing. But the Winter Olympics looks like it's going to be, well, the opening ceremony looks like a big waste of money, but it looks entertaining. I mean, because honestly, all these ceremonies is nothing but screens, fire, and fireworks. Where, I mean, Asian people got silky hair, man. We've seen what happened to Michael Jackson and Pepsi. I don't want any mistakes. There's a lot of fire and fireworks going around. Hope everyone's safe out there in South Korea. Hope y'all enjoying the Winter Olympics. It's a lot of fire for the Winter Olympics. You would think that you wouldn't see fire for the winter. You would think you'd see more ice sculptures. But hey, whatever you got to do to get the crowd happy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if South Korea, they communists, do they not have the internet? It's good that they get fireworks. I hope they're safe out there. Looks entertaining. I would definitely like to go, but I wouldn't understand most of the sports. I mean, we got curling coming back. We got speed skating, which is always entertaining. The Slopes Entertainment. I tried the X Games stuff. I don't really get into. I don't know if that's part of the Olympic shit. But I try watching some of the scenes. Pretty exciting. But I do like the little ski slopes and the little bunny joints that was on the other day where they keep going around all them bumps and doing them flips. That seems pretty entertaining. But the figure skating, I just can't get into it. I don't know if they're dancing, if they're doing gymnastics. I don't know, like, so it seems like they're doing ballet on razor blades on ice. Cool. Like, if one of these Korean hip-hop dancers started doing breakdancing on razor blades, do they get good points? I don't know. I just can't tell. I find this dancing more entertaining than figure skating. But, you know, but hopefully the Winter Olympics goes off without anything going bad and unites people, I guess. But hopefully we have some good sports and good entertainment, some good stories that come out. Only thing that bothers me about these stories, as an athlete, oh, man, they pop-locking me. Shit. And I talk to my wife about this. It's the same thing I find wrong with Ninja Warrior. All these athletic NBC, MSNBC, Fox, all these shows, the Olympics, like, why does everybody who competes have to have cancer or somebody that dies of cancer? Like, why does it have to be a sad story with every athlete out there? It doesn't make sense to me. It honestly pisses me off. Because where's the athlete? Where's the TO athlete? Where's the athlete that just says, you know, Tommy Hilfiger dresses us real nice every 4 years, so I'm trying to get some free gear. I'm trying to holler at the chicks and get me a gold medal. Why does everybody have to have a sad story? And I'm not complaining about the sad story because some of these things are really emotional and really true. They allow people to overcome obstacles and giving them reason to drive to become great athletes. So I'm not mad at the sad story, but when everybody has a sad story, you become numb to it. So Tiger Woods' old girl, her story this year is going to be about overcoming her injury. I get that. We saw her injury. We saw when she tore her knee up. I get that. But you're going to have at least, and I would count it, but I'm not trying to be that ignorant, but you're going to have at least 20 cancer stories. Everybody got cancer, but it sucks. We all know cancer sucks. I ain't trying to make light of it. But you start to become numb to it. Same thing with American Ninja Warrior. You watch these stories, and they're trying to make you cry. Why are you trying to make me cry in my house by myself? I don't like you for that. Stop trying to make me cry. My tears are for me. They're not for you. You can't have my tears, America. I want my tears for me, and you will not see me cry. You will not allow me to cry in my house and cry my own tears. I'm going to cry because I want to, not because you want me to, with your sad violin music behind some kid who, you know, oh, snap, somebody just ran on the Olympics. See? It's pretty crazy. Look, they got him out of there, though. He ran into the middle of the show while somebody was doing, oh, man, yo, he got the beats on. He got the Dre beats on. So you can't get black Chinese people known. You see what happened when Chinese people got hip-hop? He got the Dre beats on, ran on. How did he not fall? Oh, he photobombed the old dude, too. Oh, that's foul. At least he gave him a hug. He's got some air muscles. Yo, they let him walk around for a minute, yo. He's a terrible streaker. Pause, he got all of his clothes on. He got Dre beats on. He got mittens in his, not mittens, but earmuffs in his hand. Why you got earmuffs if you got Dre beats on? And, I mean, if you're going to streak, be butt naked. I understand it's the Winter Olympics. I don't want to see a man run around naked. But if you're going to be on this stage and streak, interrupt the opening ceremony, be butt naked, make a name for yourself. We're going to blur it out anyway. Thank goodness. But, you know, So that's the Olympics. I'll be watching all week to see how it goes. I do want to touch on this Mike Tirico not being black thing, but I'm not trying to even get all that serious tonight. We will touch on the government shutdown next week. But I definitely hope the Olympics is good this year. I hope we see some good athletes do some good things. Hopefully we can tone down the cancer stories, donate to cancer research. Let's help the cancer folks out. But let's just have a good mixture of just some athletes that just want to be good athletes. It's okay that they just want to be good athletes. Like, it's like, there's nothing wrong with that story either. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I grew up and I saw Asian people doing hip-hop dance at the Winter Olympics and I wanted to go. So I worked really hard. That's okay, too. Yo, Ralph Lauren does a great job dressing up the USA Olympic team. I'm kind of worried about the gloves. The gloves look a little wild, but I wouldn't want a pair, but they look a little wild. But Ralph Lauren, man, he's sharp with his stuff, man. USA always looks sharp. So got a couple other things we definitely want to touch on. We'll make sure we get back to the Winter Olympics this week. The main topic, and I wanted a couple people on tonight. I wanted to talk to a couple women. I want to talk to a couple guys about this. So if you're out there, make sure you come and make sure you call a little 929-477-3975. I want to talk about morning cheeks versus middle of the night cheeks. Now, this is a discussion that me and the fellas was having probably a couple weeks ago. And there's two different, like, moments that you realize that something great is about to happen. In the middle of the night, when you get that, when you're a little cold, or when your woman's a little cold, or man, if you prefer, you know, this ain't a, what do you call it, a homophobic show, but I'm just speaking in my case, so it's a woman. So when your woman get a little cold, she snuggles that booty up to you, so that you can press against her and get her warm. She's smelling all good. And you realize, damn, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. So you think to yourself, how can I get some cheeks in the middle of the night? So you do a little rubbing. I'm just trying to warm you up, baby. You okay? You want me to get up, turn the heat up? And you know you're in there when she responds, nah, just stay right here. So then you start rubbing the leg a little bit, rubbing the stomach a little bit. Then you work your hand underneath the clothes. Like, all right, let me try to give you the Mr. Miyagi. Then boom, middle of the night cheeks. Well, you get the morning cheeks, you know? You wake up, alarm goes off. You do the stretch, like, ah, man, feel pretty good. And because she done got hot at night, the cover's off. You know, she's just laying there with the little panty hanging out. You're like, man, yo, let me get some of these morning delight. Both are great, great times to get cheeks. But I want to talk about the pros and cons of both. And I definitely want to hear from you if you've got an opinion on this. Morning cheeks is great, but everyone has morning breath. There's nothing you can do to avoid it. Don't let you be drinking the night before. Don't let you be smoking the night before, if that's your thing. Because I dated a smoker, and that morning breath was awful. Awful, awful, awful. You don't mind when you're drinking at night, but in the morning it's rough. Now, I guess you could be one of those people who don't kiss your woman, and then you're good. Even, I mean, but if you're having a good time, you're breathing a little heavy. You get a woof. And don't let you have been partying all night. been sweating, you've been dancing all night. Maybe you got some cheeks that night. And you wake up in the middle, in the morning, and try to get some cheeks again. Get the warming up, and then you need deodorant. And then you get a whiff of that.
Don't let you have kids.
You get to shaking that bed, and next thing you know, you hear that doorknob start jiggling. So my vote is definitely middle of the night cheeks. Because middle of the night, you don't care. You have sleep. You don't care what the breath smells like. You barely care what the cheeks smell like. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You can't see nothing. You're delirious because you were just in REM sleep, dreaming about something. And then your wife pushes you because she's cold and it wakes you up. Next thing you know, you're on some cheeks. So you don't care about being funky because you probably just went to bed 3 hours before, so your deodorant's still good. You haven't hit morning breath yet because your mouth only been open. I mean, your mouth only been closed for 2 hours, so you got, like, pre-morning breath. And then the best thing about middle of the night cheeks is that you go back to sleep. You know what I mean? You get up. You do your thing, and then you pass back out. Whereas morning cheeks, you might get up, get it in, and then you got to go to work. But then you got to shower because you can't be in there smelling like medicine. Middle of the night cheeks, you ain't even got a shower. You got another 4 or 5 hours to catch another nap. Yeah. So I would definitely love to hear what you guys think about it. My vote is definitely for middle of the night cheeks. I mean, you can get a little crazy in the middle of the night. Just like, oh, man, I was half asleep. I didn't even know what happened. I mean, don't be out there Harvey Weinstein-ing people. Out there Bill Cosby. People talking about the middle of the night, I don't know what happened. I don't know why you got this thing in your water on the side of your bed that turned to yellow. But morning cheeks can start your day off right. You will be light on your feet. Be nice to people, opening up doors for other people. Buying one of them. Morning cheeks is what started that dumbass trend of buying people's meal behind you. I never understood that. Yo. I'll be the first one to tell you, yo. I'm a happy dude. I really enjoy my life. That day that Chick-fil-A person said, hey, person in front of you bought your meal. Do you want to do the same for the person behind you? Said, nope, drove up. Then I went inside to get some extra sauce. Because in my haste, I realized I didn't have enough Chick-fil-A sauce. Got to have enough Chick-fil-A sauce. And I don't even like it, but the wife and kid likes it. Give me the just regular old barbecue, man. All that creamy orangey stuff, that ain't natural, yo. Barbecue's natural, yo. I've been barbecue for decades, yo. Chick-fil-A been out 10 years, yo. Now they got their own sauce, they lying to you, yo. So morning cheeks will definitely have you out there buying hash browns for the car behind you. And I appreciate all you people who get morning cheeks and buy my Chick-fil-A sandwich. We need more like you. Keep buying me Chick-fil-A. I enjoy Chick-fil-A. But my vote is definitely the middle of the night cheeks. Because there's nothing like, I mean, as a man, I don't know how it is for women. But as a man, there's nothing like ejaculating going to sleep. It's truly top three best feelings a man can have. There's nothing like a good piss, just relief-wise. It doesn't even feel good when you're making love. Compared to when you're making love. But a good ejaculation in nap time is phenomenal. A good pee is just relief. You're just, oh, man, you feel good. A good dookie will put you to sleep, too. I laugh at my wife all the time. Because once we got past that whole, because when we first started dating, and I got them bad guts. I got them pop guts, so. When I knew, and we used to live 5 hours away from each other on a date. Only saw each other twice a month. So when I knew she was coming to visit, you know, I'd eat nothing but like like rice and water to stop me up. Because she had to stay with me. We were too far away. So I was like, yo, I ain't trying to blow the joint now while shorty here. You know what I'm saying? She won't look at me bad. But once all that shit went out the door, I mean, honestly, once you eat the pussy, you might as well start shitting in front of each other because things start getting confusing down there. And you don't know what juice comes from where. You're hoping they're showered and they're clean, but you're drunk, you're high, or maybe you're just, you know, in the moment. So, you know, you start expanding your portfolio. So then might as well start sticking shit in front of them. So once you start, a mean dookie will, like, it'll definitely give you nap time. And that's where I was going. I laugh at my wife all the time. She's probably going to kill me when she hears this. But I knew, the only time I knew when she was taking the shit is because she's like, yo, she'll get up. I ain't got that type of relationship where she got to tell me everywhere. She'd go up and we'd sit on the couch. She'd get up and walk away. And then, you know, I keep watching TV. About 20 minutes goes by, she ain't back. 30 minutes go by, she ain't back. About an hour goes by. I'm like, damn, man, where'd she go? Like, movie over. There's check the bedroom. She laid out like somebody punched her in the face. And all I smell is like potpourri. And I realized what she was doing. She took a shit, sprayed, and passed out. So a good doogie puts you to sleep. A good piss is a great relief. But ain't nothing like ejaculating and going to sleep. You know? Like right there. Like no cleanup, nothing. So I'm definitely going with, I think the vote is, for me, I don't think I know. Definitely middle of the night cheeks is better. We definitely can come back to this in the near future. But hit me up. A Twitter handle, Beach Bum Gun. A Facebook handle, Jason Gunning. Hit me up. Instagram, Beach Bum Gun. Let me know, man, what your vote is. Morning cheeks versus middle of night cheeks. I'm going to post it up as a one of those little questions on Twitter. Let me know what you think. So then the other thing that intrigued me this week, I do want to talk about this South Africa run out of water. There's so much to talk about, but not much time left. But I was watching, there's a few things that piss me off in life. And it's just about being, like, not true. Or just doesn't make sense. So not true isn't the right word. When things don't make sense to me in my mind, I get agitated. So I'll tell you a little story about, I want to talk about Brown Sugar the movie. Taye Diggs, Sanaa Lathan. Oh, Sanaa. You had me at loving basketball. So Brown Sugar to me, hood classic, great, great black movie, but it's unrealistic. And I have a love-hate for this movie because I think it's a great movie. I think Taye Diggs did well, but I've never seen someone who loved hip-hop that much act like that. But the movie was just, it was just, man, yo, it was just unrealistic. And the fact is, I went to the movie to watch this. Like, I went to the movie theaters to watch this movie with my girlfriend at the time, my first girlfriend I ever had. And a little bit of background about me, I have a lot of female friends, and it's always caused issues. My wife had to get over the issue. You know, my boys laugh at me all the time, like, yo, how do you have so many female friends? And I tell them all the time, I'm not trying to sleep with them. And they just like, oh, that's the key. I'm like, yeah, don't mess with them, and they're just like human beings. You'd be cool with other human beings. So I had a female good friend in high school. My girlfriend knew it at the time, but she wasn't comfortable. Because, I mean, let's be honest, women, you're cool with a guy having a female friend as long as they're not attractive. And because a lot of my female friends are attractive, women have problems with it because they think that obviously I'm trying to sleep with every woman in the world, which kind of always pisses me off because I'm like, yo, every woman I've actually dated is pretty much approached me. Just because I'm just, yeah, I mean, I'd rather just crack jokes and chill than a woman be like, hey, I like you. And then I go in the dog mode. Okay, can you hump? No, you got to wait a while. Okay, I'll wait a while. So, went to go see this movie as a kid. Enjoyed the movie. Movie ends. My girlfriend at the time was in tears. Like, literally tears in the movie theater. I'm like, what is going on? She was like, that's you. I was like, who? I don't see anybody. It's just, you know, me and you. What are you talking about? She's like, you're going to end up marrying your best friend. I was like, what in the hell? I was like, I don't even like her like that. Because, you know, what most guys won't tell women is that when you have female best friends, you start to understand what they're doing, and it kind of, it turns you off in that sense. Because you're like, okay, I kind of know where you've been at. I know where you piss. I know your shit. Like, we're cool. Like, you know, do your thing. I ain't judging you or nothing. But I'm good. I'm cool. So I've always had a love-hate relationship because that, like, ruined the whole day. So beefing about that. And I'm like, yo, I ain't even cheat. Yo, how you going to be mad at me? I ain't even do nothing. So now as you get older and you start watching, you start picking up the little things. And, yo, the dude in the movie, Tay Diggs, was wow. Like, he really loved the girl, right? Married another girl, quit his job, called the girl he loved, told her about it first, and when he came home and told his wife that he quit his job, she flipping on him like, yo, what are you doing? This is dumb. And he was like, yo, I don't need you to be my lawyer. I need you to be my wife and support me. And she said, okay, cool, I got you. I support you. We'll figure it out. He said, nah, I already took care of it. My other girl got me. She got every right. They're like, okay, I'm finding some dick somewhere else. And she wasn't wrong in that. So then they fall out. So then the other girl in the meantime finally found somebody who liked her, who's running out in restaurants with that dude. That NBA dude was just doing way too extra stuff. So she starts liking this other dude, and now he want to come. Because he ain't got no job now. She got a job making money talking about, oh, I love you. So now she all messed up because she liked this dude, but she chalked it up because he married someone else. So she married. So she ready to get married to someone else. He come blow that up. And next, you know, he in the cab with her best friend talking about when you fall in love with hip hop. Am I supposed to honestly think those two live happily ever after? There's a good chance he cheated on her, too. Because obviously he's an idiot. He doesn't know what he wants. So I was kind of watching that movie in awe today. Still a great movie. Great soundtrack. For Mos Def to be a hungry, aspiring rapper who was a taxicab dude. He was mad, disrespectful. I know a whole lot of rappers who want some checks who wouldn't be that disrespectful. And if those two rappers in the cow suits, the black and white cow suits, were based on a real group, I would love to know who they are. Because that was pretty awful. So if you haven't seen Brown Sugar in a while, check it out. It's pretty fucking ridiculous when it comes to a relationship movie. I can't believe it's giving me so many problems. Thankfully, when I watch it now, my wife just looks at me like, if you want to go, please go ahead. Because I'm taking that. My wife is pretty ignorant. My wife wouldn't fight for me at all. I don't know if that's love. Or if that's just being her. If she's just being honest with herself. Like, life is about self-reflection. Self-assessments. I got a lot of buddies who do a lot of good work when it comes to self-assessment, self-worth, motivation, and all that stuff. But life really is about constantly reflecting on yourself. And I think my wife understands that she will take me for everything I have and still tell me she loves me. And I've just accepted it. And here we are, as I talk to you at 11:20 at night. Oh, man. So make sure you know who you're marrying and enjoy it, man. So, oh, man. So speaking of having a wife and relationships. So I'm in Jersey, right? And again, I crack these jokes about my wife because, of course, I'm with her every day. She's great. But my wife, for being that she would take me for everything that I have and probably poison me and leave me in jail, the good side of that is, she lets me have my freedoms. So we're in Jersey. Of course, I got family in Jersey. Call up a couple of homies. I'm like, yo, you know, try and grab a drink tonight. Yeah, cool. So meet up at the bar. Wife, she not feeling well. Stomach acting up. She's like, I'm going to take it down. Go have fun with your boys. Cool. So we're in the bar in Camden hanging out. And, of course, you know, I'm catching up my boys. But there are women around. You start having casual conversation. Now, as a serial relationship, this, because there's only been one girl I would have considered that I've dated and had a relationship with that wasn't my actual girlfriend. Everyone else I was in a long relationship with. So I'm like, I'm a serial dater. So I'm okay with having casual conversations with women who are not my girlfriend because I've had to deal with most of my life because I've talked to a bunch of women who aren't actually my girlfriend. And I can have casual conversations and not be anything further. What I've noticed now that I've gotten older is back in the day, I get a little sauce in me, start cracking jokes because I've always been talking. I could talk. That's why I like doing this radio show or this podcast. I like talking. I enjoy it. So back in the day, you know, I get a couple shots in me. I talk a girl, ear off, make her laugh. Look, I'm 6'2", 350. Ain't no woman loving me for my body unless she doesn't have any heat on, which I've dated a couple of women who couldn't afford a heat bill. Maybe they've used them, but ain't nobody getting me for my body. Ain't nobody trying to hire me because of my body. Hire me because of my personality. I can talk to women. I listen to women. I might not retain what they tell me, but for the moment that we're together, I'm going to look at your eye and I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to respond to you. I'm going to be attentive, and I'm going to cater to your discussion needs at that moment, and then I'll go about my business. Say, hey, it's nice meeting you, go about it. So what I've noticed is I'll talk to women now. I'll have a conversation, have a couple of drinks, have a couple of laughs, and then when the conversation is starting to die out, I know at that point that is when most men, because there's that awkward moment right then and there. You say, okay, now I'm going to go ask for a number. Or now I'm going to see if I can set up another day that we can meet and talk. And I know that feeling because as a heterosexual man who didn't get married until his 30s, I know when that point is. So I'll talk to him and have fun, and then I'll see it turn that way. And 9 times out of 10, I'm like, all right, well, hey, it was good talking to you. Take care. And I, boom, I'm out. But every now and then the bold women will say, well, where are you going? I'm like, oh, man, I got highlighted a couple of people. And they'll say to me, you must have a girlfriend. So back in the day, I was like, yeah, I got a girl. We had a good conversation, but I don't want to, you know, make this awkward. They're like, oh, no, it's cool. I appreciate you being honest. And then the funny thing is we could have more conversation going from there because now their guard is down. They know I'm not trying to holler at them. We're just having a good conversation. But what happened to me the other night is, so I'm having a conversation. It's one of the girls' birthday. Me and boys out there drinking, they're having a birthday. We're all having fun talking. And the girl says, why are you out here on a Wednesday night drinking? I'm like, oh, I'm up here for the parade. Oh, that's cool. Where are you from? Tell them I'm from. How far is that? 5 hours. And she looks at me. And at this point, like, we've been talking for a while. At this point is that awkward moment. So I turn to my man, I'm like, yo, we getting some nice drink. And she says, what, you live down there with your wife? And I was like, yeah. And I got upset. You say, why do you get upset, Gunn? Because at that moment, I realized I'm old. No one assumes I have a girlfriend. And I don't even wear a ring. Like, the funny thing is, I haven't worn my wedding ring in a long time. You say, oh, why don't you wear a wedding ring? You out there trying to do stuff. No, I don't wear my wedding ring because I'm paranoid about losing it. It's a very expensive wedding ring. My wife has way too expensive taste. And I don't want to ever lose it. So I don't wear it. Like, a ring's not going to keep a man faithful. We can get into this discussion later. But if you think that a man wearing a ring every day is going to keep him faithful, you're wrong. The ring has nothing to do with it. Either he's going to be faithful or he's not. But, so I don't wear my ring all the time. But I realized, I don't even have a tan line, B. Like, and I've had women upset with me saying, why ain't you wearing your wedding ring? And I was just, I don't know, it just ain't that deep in me. How am I supposed to know? Like, I'm not advertising anything for you. Like, there's nothing that's going to happen whether you want it to or not. You ain't Bill Cosby and me. I've been drinking Jag all my life. I know when it's off. Unless you drug me, I ain't going to be no help to you. But I tell you what, I go right to sleep. I've been drugged before. It's the best sleep in the world. Anyway. So what I've realized in my life is I have now reached a point where everyone considers me old and assumes that I'm married. Like, I don't have the choice. Like, people don't look at me and say, I wonder if he has a girlfriend. They look at me and say, I wonder if he has a wife, kids, and or grandkids. Which probably means I ain't got it no more. Which probably means I'm done. Because this girl was, I think she told me she was 23. I wasn't really paying attention. And I just told y'all how I'd be attentive to a point. But it's only in the moment because I really don't care. I got a wife. She's the only one who I have to retain knowledge for. Everybody else, we're just having a good conversation in the moment. And then I'll never see you again. And we both should understand that. So, and I think I'm really upset about this, man. I don't know how to take this. The fact that I used to be the oldest and youngest one in the crew, and now I'm marriage man. Like, now I'm the old dude. Just caught a couple gray hairs in the beard, too. Fading fast, man. But that was the relationship this weekend. But that, I mean, the realization this weekend that women will now look at me and automatically assume that I'm married. But that'll be the question. Are you married or divorced? Fell off, man. I feel like just yesterday I was at the Jewish Community Center kissing a girl on the corner. Now I'm married with kids. So then another thing that I was talking about, and I want to talk to you guys about, rise and grind, guy. Oh, that burns. Because, again, it doesn't make sense to me. So I try not to be. The funny thing about this radio show, it's gotten me on social media more again. And I got to do better. But every now and then, and there are a lot of them are my friends, very good people, good human beings. But I'll see them. Oh, man, we're almost at the 11:30 mark. I got to wrap this up. I don't want to get this off my chest because I want to talk to y'all about this next week when y'all hear about this. But rise and grind, guy, y'all. You're not rising. You're not fucking grinding anything. Unless you're a coffee maker, unless you make hot chocolate or gravel, you're not rising and you're not grinding. Unless you get in the middle of the night cheeks and you could be rising and grinding. But if you're taking a picture of you working out in the morning, making a muscle, you haven't risen and you haven't grinded. What you did is you woke up when your alarm went off. You looked at that shit like the rest of us, and which you had another 30 minutes. But like the rest of us, you realized you just wanted to do something else. So you turn that shit off. Hopefully you washed your ass and brushed your teeth and do some deodorant on before you took your funky ass to the gym. And you warmed up and you worked out. And at the end of your workout, you said to yourself, man, I'm glad this got this working. Let me take this selfie to show my self-importance and boost my ego and show everybody that I'm rising and I'm grinding. No, you're not fucking grinding. You rose about 6 hours ago. You didn't grind anything. All you did was work out. Stop posting that shit. It's over for you, rise and grind guy. Shut the fuck up. Unless you're grinding coffee, unless you're rising up and grounding coffee in your coffee maker, you just woke up like the rest of us. Shut the hell up. Stop saying you're rising and you're grinding. Because you ain't doing shit but working like the rest of us. It's over for you, rise and grind guy. It's over. Then the other problem I have with you is you send the order back, guy. Now I was out, getting out hanging with the homies. And I got a boy who's very particular. It's given him a lot of benefits in life. He's done really well for himself. So maybe this is a trait of it. But he orders a burger. And he tells the waiter, I want it pink, but not too bloody. Really hot, but not cold inside. And I said, what the fuck is that? At that point, order something. Or order some chicken wings. Because you know what happened when he did when he got the burger? After I made fun of him, he cut it and looked in the middle and was like, nah, this needs to be cooked a little bit more. You see, it's a little pink in the middle. It's a little bit too bloody. I mean, yeah, why don't you just get it well done? I don't like it. I kind of like it medium well. But a little bit more on the medium side. No, motherfucker, you don't know what you like. Either bite into it because the chef knows what he's doing as a cook, or make your own damn food at home. Stop being picky. You want somebody else to cook for you, tell them what you want. Have them prepare it how they think is best prepared. It's nasty. See if you don't eat it. See if you can get something else or get a refund. But stop sending orders back because you fuck up the timeline of when I can eat my dessert. Because now I got to wait to get my vanilla cookie, my vanilla ice cream cookie until you get your third order of your cheeseburger trying to get to the right temperature that they probably spit in your food over. Stop fucking up my vanilla ice cream cookie time. I got a good pattern of when I like to eat my dessert. Get your food, you eat, you wait a second, and then get the dessert. Every time you send your order back, you're fucking up the timeline. And that's our show, fellas. Ladies, it's been good talking to you. Good time building with you. Again, my Eagles got that W. It's been a good trip. I'm tired. I can't wait to go to sleep tonight. See if I can give me some morning cheeks. Get the middle of the night cheeks, because in the morning time, my son being on bed, he still ain't mad for not being in bed. Obviously, because he just pissed on his teacher's book and ruined it. Shout out to my son. Fahrenheit 451. Temperature of piss. It's been great talking to y'all, man. This is season 2, episode 2, Can't Lay Off the Juice. Shout out to Lane Johnson, all the wrestlers out there trying to get me some steroids. Shout out to Billionaire Brown. Make sure you listen to his podcast. He'll have this posted on the website. Shout out to all the homies out there. Next week, definitely want to talk about you people and flu vaccines. I want to talk about, why do we still use batteries? It's one of the most confusing things in my life. Why do we still use batteries? I can put my phone on a dock and it can charge without plugging anything in. So why doesn't everything do that? Why can't my laptop just charge with a dock in it? Why can't the lawnmower do it? Kids' toys. Why do we need batteries or plugs? That's what I should say. Why do we need plugs? I definitely want to talk about beard people. People with beards. and hair in our food, how we just don't care about having hair in our food versus people without beards. Government shutdown. I want to talk about something a little testy. Work husbands and work wives, are they a real thing? There's a burning hole somewhere in the middle of the world I want to talk to. I'm going to get one of my California people on here. I think next week, if we got enough time. I'll talk about how California is a fucked up state, man. It's a great place to visit. Too much going on out there, you know. Between fires, earthquakes, mudslides, mountain lions. California, great place to visit. Biggie said it. I ain't never lived in California. It's too expensive to. I definitely want to talk about the whole Genuine. I want to go back to that story about Genuine refusing to be kissed by the girl. Like, I don't understand why y'all were so upset with him. He refused to be kissed by that man, but the man was hugging him. So then why are you calling him homophobic? Because I wouldn't be curling up under a man in a blanket. But Genuine felt comfortable enough. Cool for him. But then when he wanted a kiss, he said no, and now all of a sudden he's homophobic. Look, gay people, get y'all shit together, man. You can't be offended by everything. Man, it wasn't nothing to be offended by. Stop reaching. I want to talk about Oprah and Stedman and the double standard of Oprah having a chick living in the guest house. I mean, Oprah having a dude living in the guest house. Using him for his penis and y'all getting mad that Bill Cosby drugging women. And y'all want to open up the president. But we're going to get into that. So hopefully you folks have a wonderful week. I can't wait to talk to y'all next week. There's so many more things I want to talk to y'all. Hopefully, since we messed up the days because I was out of town, I have my crew so we can bounce a couple ideas off each other and have a good group discussion next week. This week I got in late. I just wanted to talk to y'all. I just wanted to build with y'all for about an hour. Unless you know my experience up in Philly and what I've noticed this week and all that good stuff. Man, South Africa's running out of water. How fucked up is that? I was supposed to talk to y'all about aliens this week. It's a lot of stuff, man. Let's fit in an hour. Oh. I definitely got to have two folks on. So I had a good conversation. Just real quick before we end. The video of the Michigan State dude who raped all the gymnasts. Of the father who tried to attack him. I think he did it for publicity. I want to talk about it. It's probably scary to say. I'm not trying to judge that father. This isn't that big of a platform that it would even like offend him. I'm not trying to talk about him as a father because I don't know him as a father. I don't want to pretend like I want to be ignorant or I don't know what the right word is. Not empathetic to the fact that his girls was getting raped by a man. But I don't know, dog. I just feel like your daughter's... That's the kind of discussion on that. I feel like if your daughter's getting raped, if you got daughter's getting raped, they should feel comfortable enough to tell you that so you can go kill the person. They might not want to tell you about a boyfriend, but a rape, they're scared or upset, they should want to tell their father. Then if this dude was out here, and I don't know them particular, so I don't want to, there's a lot of stuff that I've written down about that I'm not going to go through now, just because I'm not going to talk a little bit. I also feel like if he was raping his girls for years, if he was involved in their life, he would have known something was wrong. But the main thing is, as a man who's hit plenty of people, and who's honestly gotten hit by plenty, this man standing in front of you that raped your daughter. You're going to ask the judge for 5 minutes alone in a room. No one she's going to tell you that. You're going to ask the judge for a minute alone. Put this man in the room. knowing she's going to say no again. And then you're going to announce the fact that you're going to tell her. I feel like if you're that upset, you're not saying anything. You're just going to wait till you realize that no one's looking at you, and you're going to go up and try to molly out. But I'm going to be able to have a couple people look at the video, have this discussion, have y'all call in, because it's just my observing. Prayers for those families, because I can't even pretend to understand what they may be going through. So I definitely want to talk about that. Is he about to go to jail? Yeah, I wonder what his sentence is going to be like. You can't do that in a court. Talk about these Amazon wristbands, man, and how, again, they're trying to make it slaves. But it was good talking to y'all, man. It was a good time building with y'all. Hope y'all safe tonight. Again, make sure you check out my man, Billionaire Brown's podcast. Check out my man, his Herbal Life and stuff. And my man, Joe Henry, on his LionStrategic.com. He's got guns. Y'all have a good weekend, man. It's been real. We'll talk to y'all. We're back regular scheduled time next Thursday, 10 p.m. We'll have the whole crew. And you know we'll be going out. You know we'll be going out to. And just remember the offering. A show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. Y'all be safe, and I'm going to hit y'all up next week.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for? You ready? I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this. In a matter of time I spent on some locked up shit in the back of the paddy wagon, cuz locked on wrist. See my dreams unfold, nightmares come true. It was time to marry the game, and I said, yeah, I do. If you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view. Got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I chew. Like a nigga sneeze, nigga please, for them trick to squeeze, I'm getting cream. Never let them hoes get in between of what we started. Little nigga, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hate it when I departed. I go and get it regardless. Draw like I'm an artist, no crawling, went straight to walking with foreigns. In my garages are foreign bitches menaging, fucking sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get him, I got him. I did it without an album. I did shit with Mariah. Little nigga, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey ring, Philly nigga, I'm flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hey, to rest in peace. Hey, to rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my niggas, then what you talking about? Gangsta move in silence, nigga, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. I don't say a word was on my grind, and now I got what I deserve. Fuck, nigga. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was rented? Testing on these niggas, I'm like Papa on his finish. Double M, yeah, that's my team, Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type can of men casting, grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new bitch, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands strapped on my toes, cause these niggas want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money, my son need some milk. These niggas try to take my life, they fuck around, get killed. You fuck around.